The Adventures of the Ingenious Gentleman Don Quixote de la Mancha by Miguel de Cervantes Saavedra. Adapted for radio in two parts by John Arden. With Bob Grant as Don Quixote, Bernard Crivens as Sancho Panza, and Ronald Badley as Cervantes. Part 1.
In a certain village in La Mancha called Argamasilla de Alba... Oh, no, dear, no. In a certain village in La Mancha, of which I do not remember the name... I do not choose to remember the name. God, indeed, I remember it only too well, and I refuse absolutely to exalt that dreary settlement by presenting its crude identity on the very first page of my most notable literary work. My sworn duty to His Majesty, the only possible reason for a fastidious old soldier to debase himself by such a visit. Not true, the king's dignity overcomes all indignity. True, our Spanish country folk do not relish the king's taxes. True, an old soldier's duty is not always relished by himself. But mother of God, did they need to have thrown me, Miguel de Cervantes Saavedra, into prison?
You bide there, you damned extortioner, till the parish council had a look through your list.
You've over-assessed me by 3 acres of arable and 2 dozen goats.
Yeah, I suppose you're expecting us to bribe you to get let off.
I say to you again, gentlemen, if there are errors in the Revenue Commissioner's assessment, there is a proper procedure of appeal.
No. You can do your own appealing to the mayor when he comes home from El Toboso. In the meantime, you bide here.
Locks, bolts, bars and shutters. The very heart and soul of this damn village. Not 50 yards away across the street from the graveyard, a gentleman's house all nailed up like a bullpen. The only house of consequence in the whole place, as far as I can see. And the old fellow inside of it, as mad as a hatter. Well, they must keep him confined, lest he do himself an injury. Of course, they can't say that I'm mad. Am I not the government, by definition, the most sane institution in the land, by definition? Except only for Holy Church, by definition. Pope, king, tax gatherer. Oh, we all share the same burden, to impose coercive sanity upon fallible mortal chaos. Which, if true, must imply that those who have put me here must themselves be as mad as their own local madman they've locked up down the street. I had hoped this evening to be at my ease and contemplative. Contemplative of good literature in the courtyard of that very house. In such a residence upon my rounds I can usually find hospitality. How was I to know the rural fury that would prevail here against my office? Does it matter to them that I'm in debt to my publisher for advance fees upon 6 plays, or failing plays, a full-length novel? Oh, very much failing plays. Lope de Vega, it appears, is now the only man for writing plays. The new school, the advanced techniques. All these years, I've not had leisure to so much as even think about the advancement of technique. Leisure? Now I'm drowned in it. Albeit sufficiently squalid as to the nose, as to the touch. Oof. And unduly productive of crap. Moreover, it is pitch dark. And moreover, I am hereby left absolutely no excuse for an indolent imagination. So what, Miguel de Cervantes Saavedra, potential but unproven, the greatest author in all Spain, so what shall you propose to imagine? Well, here we are. A dark room, an old man, well, elderly, past his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?